The success of Heart, telling the stolen generation's stories to the mainstream.
SBS Living Black Radio. Share our stories on Facebook.
And we're broadcasting along the lower east coast of Australia today. Now, with three major awards under his belt, Noongar actor and writer Ian Michael is planning his next venture following the major success of his one-man show, Heart, this year. Now, his stories have won him Melbourne Fringe Best Emerging Indigenous Artist, as well as what are called tour-ready awards to go to New Zealand and South Australia. Using testimonials from six stolen generation survivors, Ian Michael invites Australia to listen to these silent stories of this continent. And listen, the audience did. He tells Living Black's Belinda Hoare, many theatre-goers reacted with disbelief, anger and sorrow.
I always knew as a kid that my dad was taken away from his parents. And I never really understood why until I kind of got a bit older and started understanding more and more what happened to our people and what happened to that generation of, you know, our grandparents and our parents. And so I wanted to write a show and I wanted it to be about the stolen generation, but I never was really sure how to write from an experience that I'd never had. So I didn't want it to be a narrative. I didn't want it to be a storyline. I wanted it to be true. And so I thought about what would happen if I made a verbatim show. And so I did lots and lots of research. So the show has kind of been developed over 2 years. So I've been, for the past 2 years, looking at lots of testimonials online and found a website called the Stolen Generation Testimonials Foundation and read over 60 testimonials and found that they all kind of had the same kind of experience. Everybody kind of has dealt with the same thing, but in their own individual way. And it's, you know, they're all sad and there's moments of happiness, but I guess in a way they're all feeling the same thing, and I guess I wanted the feelings to be true and to be real, so verbatim was the best way to do that.
How did you go about choosing those stories?
So we had written a six testimonial script for the first Heart version, and then we realised we could only get the copyright or the permission to use four stories, so then we had to rewrite the whole script again and use four. And we chose them because they worked theatrically and they said everything we wanted to say, and the way we felt reading them is how we wanted people to feel when they heard them on stage. And so they all kind of had this really, I guess, it's not nice or interesting, but this same kind of theme throughout them of displacement and our family being taken away, but then as well not blaming what had happened to them, but kind of looking towards the future and looking to change themselves and changing their family and changing the generation. So we wanted to talk about, all of them talked about being taken away, growing up in the missions and then life after the missions and, you know, the future of themselves and the generations after them. So they all had that kind of theme, and so we chose them because they were what we wanted to feel and how we wanted other people to feel.
Can you tell us about one of the stories?
I think all of them have really, like, all of them have individual parts that are really affecting and parts of that are really funny. In the way that we do the show, we have created the whole show apart as if it's one story. And so it's kind of interesting because the parts that we've chosen for each section of the play, I guess, are like our favourite parts of each testimonial in a way. So we've got the start, which is one person's story, and then the second part is another person's story. So I guess each part of those stories were the parts we liked or we felt or we connected to the most with each testimonial. Yeah, it was actually kind of hard. It was kind of up until the last, actually like the opening night, we kind of locked down exactly what we were going to say, and through the season we changed things.
So do you play one man or are you playing four characters?
Four men. So I'm telling, we never wanted them to be characters because we never wanted to play a character. We wanted to tell stories. And for me, as an actor, all I ever want to do is tell a story. So I play four different people and I tell four different stories, but we've kind of interwoven them so they sound like one kind of storyline, I guess.
And visually, did you have a concept of how you want the show to look?
We had really, really big ideas at the beginning, and then we kind of found our space was this 1 metre by 3 metre stage. So we kind of were a bit stuck with what we could do, but we had really strong ideas about how I wanted it to sound, and we had our sound designer, Rhea Slaven, she put together this amazing soundscape of all of these politicians and all of this kind of Australian voices, white Australian voices, at the beginning of the play. And then throughout it, we use pretty much all of the sound we use is Indigenous artists or Indigenous sounds.
the visuals was by Gabby Briggs, and so she created this slideshow that happens at the start of all kind of basically our people's history from, you know, invasion and colonisation up until now. So all of these little things started to come together, and Casey Scott Corliss had created kind of like a kitchen space. So originally we wanted people just to come in and feel like they were walking into a house or walking into a kitchen and could sit down and have a cup of tea. So we wanted it just to feel really personal and really intimate with people. So that was the idea mainly. We just wanted it to be intimate, as if we were just talking to somebody and having a yarn in the kitchen. So,
and you're talking directly to your audience as well?
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning, I never thought it would have been so hard. But when you're sitting in a space that's so small and there's 30 people looking at you, especially the first night, was really hard. I didn't really want to look at anybody, but over 3 weeks, the strength of the show, I feel, and the strength of telling these stories is looking people straight in the eye and really making them feel and giving them the sense of how these people felt and how they continue to feel throughout their lives.
What sort of feedback have you had, other than the awards that you've won? What kind of audience response have you had?
It was really strange. I mean, I never really thought, as an actor, firstly, how much that would affect me personally, until it, you know, we started doing full runs of the show. And I really feel like the people that came and saw the show, we never really got any negative feedback. We only got that people never really heard anything about the Stolen Generation. And lots of people don't really have Indigenous friends or know Indigenous people. And so for people to come and see these stories, the feedback that they were giving us was kind of disbelief sometimes, because people couldn't really believe that this happened. So it was a mixture of people were... couldn't believe that this had happened, and then people, especially a lot of my friends and lots of blackfellas, would come and see the show and were really overwhelmed by that, because the trauma of all of that that had happened, it's hard to talk about those things. And so we kind of got the two ends of the spectrum of people's feedback. It was really positive, and people were really happy that we'd done the show and were happy that they'd heard something they'd never heard before. And then people who were really, really emotional and really moved, and lots of older people had come and seen the show as well, and I hopefully feel like they could start healing and start going through that process. So it was interesting. The feedback wasn't like, oh, you know, it was a great show, because it was a good show, but it was more of the fact that people hopefully understood or learnt something or felt something or wanted to change something, how they felt. So,
what do you expect from touring to New Zealand?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I never really know each night how the audience will react, because it's always really different. But you know, just knowing about New Zealand and kind of the same struggle that the Maori people have had as us in Australia as well, I have a feeling that the feedback that they will have seeing the show will kind of be the same. Hopefully they'll be able to connect to something. They'll hopefully be able to have a laugh. They'll hopefully be able to feel the same way that these men felt. And kind of just hope, all I want people to do is to understand why people are the way they are now, and kind of just, you know, stop trying to lay blame on Aboriginal people when not understanding where we've come from. So hopefully with New Zealand, I really feel like they'll understand the same struggle that we've had. Yeah, I really feel like lots of Indigenous cultures will definitely relate to the same stories.
Oh, absolutely. That was actor-writer Ian Michael, who co-created Heart with She Said Theatre, speaking there with Belinda Hoare. Now, Heart will also be part of the Womanjeka Festival at Footscray Community Arts Centre in Melbourne in January. Here's a couple of critics' thoughts on Heart. How fabulous. Cameron Woodhead from The Age said, a brave and quietly devastating performance, moving theatre that handles some emotionally harrowing material with dignity and grace. And Anne-Marie Peard from Aussie Theatre said, beautiful, heartbreaking and liberating storytelling. A story about us and now. And for Stolen Generation survivors, that word now is particularly true and particularly poignant. So this is Ian Michael taking the stories of 6 Stolen Generation survivors into the mainstream. You're listening to Living Black here on SBS Radio.